KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Limpopo Health says it's identified most of the victims who died in last month's horrific bus crash. A team was set up to positively identify the 45 people killed when the vehicle travelling from Botswana to Moraya plunged some 50 metres off a bridge and caught alight. The worshippers, all from Botswana, were making their way to an annual Easter gathering. An 8-year-old girl was the only survivor of the crash. Provincial Health's Tivalali Muava says they've confirmed the identities of 42 of the victims so far. He says their team is now turning its attention to repatriation efforts.
The teams will meet on Monday, where they will finalize the packaging of the remains of the deceased to prepare them for repatriation. So the MEC for Health, Dr. Popi Ramatuba, said the team is currently finalizing the analysis of the remaining sample and said she's short of words to appreciate our team for their professionalism and speed at which they managed to handle the disaster, appreciating its sensitivity.
There's a need for more mental health screenings for police officers. So says the SA Police Union, following an apparent murder-suicide case involving a Durban Metro cop. The 45-year-old officer is alleged to have shot and killed his 40-year-old wife before turning the gun on himself at their home in Illovo this week. The son is said to have witnessed the incident. SAPU's Jabulani Mabena says despite programs in place to help police cope, he feels that more needs to be done to deal with mental health issues and stress in the police force.
The incident is just an unbearable trauma to the society, whereas to the young boy who saw his parents perishing before him and whom also had casualty. And this is a clear indication that South Africa, we are a violent country to an extent that we even hurt those that we claim to be loving in the name of domestic violence without seeking help when we can be able to get help.
Last month, Metro cop Bianca Kuswayo was stabbed to death allegedly by her partner, Siswe Ngema, a fellow police officer. Now, cooperative governance officials say while there are programs and awareness campaigns to curb illegal dumping, members of the public need to play their part. MEC Bongiwe Sithole Maloi briefed stakeholders yesterday on disaster response teams' readiness for the winter season. She says while the onus is on municipalities to ensure that waste collection services are running smoothly, residents can also play a role.
Municipalities are also having their own programs, but we are also supporting them because it can't just be dirty in the street if it's not man-made. It's people who are throwing dirt. So what we are saying is we need two parties, us as government and also as the people. People must cooperate with us in cleaning the areas where they live in.
And the Independent Electoral Commission has assured South Africans that there's no room for vote rigging. The country heads to the polls on the 29th of May. IEC chairperson Mosutu Mopia says the commission has systems in place to detect and avoid vote rigging. He was speaking at a symposium at Wits University yesterday.
In this country, you will not rig an election, contrary to views that people make without really thinking carefully. So I want to completely say that the notion of a result that can be rigged in this country simply doesn't exist.
A recap of our lead story, Limpopo Health says it's identified most of the victims in last month's horrific bus crash. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.